Officials have announced that a small-scale Medicaid expansion request in Utah was approved by the federal government. For lawmakers focused on difficult problems like homelessness and drug addiction, it was a time to celebrate. KUER's Eric Newman reports.
Everyone from the governor to Salt Lake City mayor to homeless advocates were excited about the news, but none as much as Republican Representative Jim Dunnigan.
I'm excited, and I'm not holding back! This has been a lot of work, and we got it done. Thank you.
Dunnigan, who represents Taylorsville and Kearns, was the leader of the expansion effort based on a bill he sponsored in 2016. Medicaid health coverage will now be available for 4,000 to 6,000 childless adults. They have to be chronically homeless, involved in the justice system, or need substance use or mental health treatment. It will help add drug treatment beds in Salt Lake City and direct funding to the opioid epidemic. House Speaker Greg Hughes said the expansion will go into effect immediately.
This is going to impact Utahns in significant ways immediately and our Operation Rio Grande efforts that are going on right now.
Medicaid is funded as a partnership between states and the federal government. For this expansion, Utah will contribute $30 million and the federal government will pay $70 million. Eric Newman, KUER News.